spoke to Rio Tinto's head of aluminum, Alf Berrios, about how multiple tariffs could drive up prices for consumers on both sides of the Canadian-U.S. border.
If you think about a car, you'll see components of a car that will cross the border more than half a dozen times before they end up in a finished vehicle that is sold on a lot in the U.S. and Canada.
American manufacturers use Canadian aluminum in Teslas, in aircraft carriers, in beer cans. Bloomberg's Joe Doe is here to help me tackle both sides of a brewing Canadian-U.S. trade war. And Joe, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
I was just in northern Quebec at Rio Tinto's aluminum assets. The argument that they are making, that other aluminum and steel manufacturers are making in Canada, is that these tariffs will disrupt the entire supply chain and make everybody pay more. Is that recognized by American manufacturers?
It's very well recognized, and one that American manufacturers have been arguing about for well over a year in the lead up to these tariffs. We spoke to Miller Coors CEO a couple weeks ago in Milwaukee as we've been covering this, and he told me, listen, Joe, if this continues the way it stands, we're going to lose about $40 million in profit annually just because of this. And we're learning that this is actually the biggest cost worry for Miller Coors. I mean, this is one of the most iconic American beer brands, and they're just right at the forefront of this.
Yeah, well, almost half of what America uses in terms of aluminum comes from Canada. So nobody up here thinks that you guys can actually make that much economically. Even if you could, you'd still need the raw materials. Again, here's Alf Berrios.
So the U.S. does not have bauxite. And the U.S. does not have aluminum production. So, yes, you can try and build as many smelters as you want, inefficient, uneconomic, to supply the U.S. defense needs and the U.S. Manufacturing needs, but you will still be importing the raw materials.
Yeah, nobody in the U.S. seems to think that they're going to make up the gap for what they have to make here to make up for what was made outside the U.S. But their main argument, you know, and this is what they've been putting forth, is, listen, we still have to have the capacity to make these high purity aluminum types for defense purposes. Though I will point out that the Defense Department did say before the tariffs were implemented that they were a little worried about moving forward with them because of the impact it would have on trade relations and getting those supplies from Canada.
The national security argument really rankles up here. People say China is the problem. Again, what's the U.S. view?
Listen, the U.S. companies think that China is the problem, too. But they said 232 was the best way forward to take immediate action. Now, whether this action on 232 is going to address that problem is yet to be seen. And Mike Bless of Century Aluminum has even told us, listen, we've got to do something more to address the Chinese overcapacity. The Canadians agree with that, too. But gosh, this is the ongoing debate.
Joe, thank you very much. That's what we're watching in commodities for the week ahead. In Toronto, I'm Danielle Bokov.